This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Horrifying moments in a parking garage structure in Manhattan. People say it sounded like it was some kind of an earthquake or a bomb went off or something like that, but terrible to see some of the video and the pictures coming from that direction. It was tax day. It was the last day on Tuesday to file tax returns. What a headache for some. Hopefully you got all your deductions from education or property or health care or charity or whatever you could possibly deduct. Sometimes that's where people forget as you kind of rehash what your year was. All right, no rehashing here. We're in the no drone zone, as I like to call it on this show. Welcome to it. My name's Kate Delaney, so let's dive right in. I think the horrifying sound of that garage collapsing was something else. There's no doubt that anybody who was in the direction or near what that structure that went down said it was beyond frightening to look over your shoulder and see it. Imagine if you were inside the parking garage and that happened, where all of a sudden these cars are just kind of falling off one floor and going on to another. One person died, four others were hurt ultimately as a result of that. And it was one of those things that makes you think of being in parking garages, right? And especially in a place like Manhattan, where there's nothing but parking garages when you're in that city, right? Because that's how you have to park. I mean, you know, tight spaces. And it just all of a sudden happened. There were people that were there. It was right by Pace University. There were students that were kind of scurrying around. They canceled the classes. And it happened at a busy time, just after 4 p.m. when in the financial district, where a lot of people would be ultimately going to their, cars. It was so chaotic and dangerous that firemen went in, and then ultimately the decision was to pull people back, to pull some of the firefighters out of the building and try to figure out other ways to get access, because there was concern. You had the roof that caved into the third floor. You, of course, have pressure on the rest of the building. The instability led to a full-on pancake collapse. And what was the reason? The determination, we'll see, a forensic engineer will look at it, but initial findings show what we would probably all think. The weight of the number of cars parked on the roof deck, plus the age of the building, part of the collapse. There was one worker that was trapped on one of the upper floors, so he was alert, apparently. He was moving and he was screaming, yelling for help. He couldn't get down. But they couldn't put firefighters up there in that area, in that building, and be safe about it. They had to slowly do that, and then they had to take them out across the roof to another building and then bring them down because of how that building was. And, you know, it's interesting when you go back and you look at, was there any kind of violations? Was there any kind of an active violation? And apparently there was back in 2003. But then in 2010, an application was filed, which didn't indicate that the violation, which they got in 2003, was corrected, but it was filed. So there were some active permits on the building, and one of them was related to electric work on the premises there. So obviously extremely dangerous, and lucky that more people didn't die. I mean, it is seriously a terrible, terrible thing to happen, and it does make you think about other structures like that. Every single floor collapsed, right? Every single floor collapse. So now they're going to have to tear down the building. They have to shift through the debris. Who knows if they'll find anyone else? They had to shut off gas from the car. You know, think about gasoline from the cars. That's a concern. They had the utilities had to be shut off. Obviously, the structure was unstable, and you know they've had those slabs collapse and crush the cars, and then they were worried about if there was people inside. Like I said, the timing of running to grab your car. So then you look at the surrounding parking garages, and people are questioning that and whether they're these are rickety places too. So they just canceled the classes, like I said, at Pace. Students just, they said, just go because of what might also occur in surrounding buildings. Who knows if it rocked that or not. All right, as I mentioned, Tuesday is a big headache when it comes to filing taxes. April 18th, the deadline, and it's typically the 15th, though, but because it fell on a Saturday, you got a couple of extra grace days, if you will. The average refund for most taxpayers is average, is $2,878 in that ballpark, so it's down almost 10% from the same time last year, and part of that is because some of the credits that were available to taxpayers last season because of the pandemic aren't there now. So because of that, that lowered that a little bit. You know what happens when tax day comes? Then people also worry about being audited, right? And what happens? You know, what triggers getting audited? There's even like there's just tons of articles and things you can read about that, right? And what's so weird is in auditing people and what they're looking for in terms of income levels, the IRS has audited taxpayers with incomes below $25,000 and then above $500,000 at higher than average rates. That's what the data shows. Making below $25,000 or less, and they're auditing people. Doesn't it seem like there could be better use of resources somewhere else? I would think so. All right, if you were traveling and you were taking Southwest, what a nightmare. Once again, there were planes that were canceled, or I shouldn't say canceled, they were re-racked to a later time because at 10:30 there was a serious glitch once again for Southwest Airlines, so they had to take care of it. They said it was a vendor's problem, but it definitely grounded planes and then had people all over social media complaining because it was just 4 or 5 months ago. Well, really, it was Christmas time, when so many planes were grounded and people were stuck all over the place. So anytime anything happens, it's one of those, oh, not again. But there was a system outage, so they had to ground the planes. They got them up within an hour, which is pretty quick if you think about what happened in December. But not great if you're trying to get from point A to point B, and you're thinking about that whole reliability thing. So, you know, the takeoffs resumed, and there was flight delays because that affects other flights in other parts of the country. So if you were on Twitter or any other type of social media, people let it fly. They were not happy about having to wait until they fixed this unexpected problem. Coming up next, we're going to the man cave.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Cave. Everyone's invited to this party, of course, and there's plenty to talk about across the board, sports-wise, obviously. That's why we do the whole man cave thing, because you always ask me about it. So, with a limited amount of time, a couple of interesting side notes. I love, one thing I love about sports, because I like numbers, is the history of sports. There's a lot of history in baseball. And Clayton Kershaw, somebody that I've talked to a couple of times in my career, joins a very exclusive club of pitchers who get to 200 wins without a 100th loss. He's 288. That's his record. So he's among five Hall of Famers who have done the same thing. And you could see the excitement in his face. I was looking at just the tail end of the game, and he is exciting to watch, right? He just was nailing it. He had things going. He was dominant through his first seven innings. And, in the end, 5-0 tells the story, and it tells the story of if you go and look at the other people that he joins on that list, it includes, like, Pedro Martinez, Whitey Ford, so you're going way back in history. Pete Alexander, 1919. Lefty Grove, 1934. So pretty exciting, and not exciting for Mets fans, but exciting for Dodger fans. So hats off to him for that achievement, because it's pretty big achievement to be able to do that. He's a surefire Hall of Famer once he retires from the great game of baseball. All right, we are into the NBA playoffs, and there's just not enough time to rip through a lot of things that are happening, but I know we have a lot of Suns fans out there, so big win for the Suns as they knocked off the Clippers 123-109. That series is now tied at one apiece. No doubt KD and Devin Booker the big deadly combo, 63 points for those two, and the Suns were able to do what I just said, even it all up, and that's exactly, you know, what fans were hoping for. Even got a couple of emails about Phoenix, and when I mention Phoenix, when I talk about the Suns. The Celts down the Hawks, 119 to 106, they lead that series to zip. When you look at someone like Tatum, who's incredible when he's on fire, and especially in the playoffs, almost 30 points, but 29 points, 10 boards, 6 assists. So a couple of highlights from that one. The Cavaliers-Knicks, that is now tied at one apiece. Cavs bounce back, 107-90 for the win for them. And, you know, this is just kind of the beginnings of what we're going to see as we get further and deeper into this. This, to me, is when it gets super exciting, NBA does. But the Grizzlies and the Lakers in that one on Wednesday, the Lakers have one game up. So this is in Memphis, obviously. Let's see what LeBron James is able to do. I mean, everything centers around LeBron James, let's face it. And then you've got Miami. They've got one game up on the Bucks. That's the second game in the evening suite of matchups in the NBA playoffs on Wednesday night. The Timberwolves are in this thing against the Nuggets. The Nuggets lead 1-0, and this is being played in Denver. That game, by the way, is on TNT. It's funny to watch some of the analysis there. 76ers are a pretty hot team, although you wouldn't have known it in the regular season by some of the games that they lost they should have closed the door on, but needless to say, they're in. So Philly leads their series against the Nets 2-0. One of my favorite players, the center, Joel Embiid, is fun to watch. 33 points a game, 10 boards is what he's averaging. And then this is Thursday. And then you've got the Kings and the Warriors, and Sacramento leads that series 2-0. And this one is at Chase Center in San Francisco. So you heard what I said. Sacramento leads the series 2-0 over the Warriors. When do you hear anything like that? I mean, just think of the dominance of Curry, but then you look at the Kings and what they've been able to do. Golden State is favored by 5.5 in this game in front of the home crowd. This could be the big turnaround for them, if you will. All right, in the offseason, and there is no offseason in the NFL, let's face it, we're coming up upon the 102 picks of the NFL draft. Before you know it, that's going to be here. Who's going to trade? Because there's still moves that are coming up that are happening with teams as they decide in their war rooms, and before they actually get into their official war rooms, what they're going to do. But there's big moves and there's big contracts that are handed out. So you look at the Philadelphia Eagles and quarterback Jalen Hurts, who became the highest paid player in the NFL. I talked about that briefly the other day. He just had surgery on his right ankle in the off season. And that procedure was to remove hardware that was inserted in the ankle after he had a high ankle sprain while playing for the University of Alabama back in 2018. And he's not hurt when it comes into the wallet department, though, at 24, being the highest paid guy, 5 years, $255 million. That was the extension that he got earlier this week. And here's the sweet part of this for him. It includes $179 million in guarantees. So when you talk about the value of that per year and having a no-trade clause, that's a first, certainly for Eagles in their history. I knew that right away. That's a first for them. As a pro, he's missed a total of just 3 games. So the Eagles are really putting their eggs in the basket of their young quarterback, hoping that, you know, this getting to the Super Bowl, I don't think they're hoping, they believe that they're going to get back there again thanks to what he's able to do. And that's why they decided they're going to pay him, because they think he's the glue. And the quarterback is such a key primary position. And again, they were willing to pay. But then it makes you look at other contracts and you wonder, well, what's going to, how much higher will that go eventually? Right? Think of other quarterbacks that are out there and what are they ultimately going to get? Will it pale in comparison eventually to the contract that that he signed, that extension that he signed? And you know what? You'd be surprised. It will. Right? It will. Definitely. Because that's what happens. You think there is no ceiling. And the answer is, there is. There is no ceiling. Something will happen. Something will change where somebody will get much more. And who is that person going to be? Probably Pat Mahomes, I would think, eventually will be the highest paid ever. I mean, you know, who knows for sure, because fates and fortunes can certainly change on a dime. But if I were a betting person, that's what I would say, that's probably who you're going to see is going to step up. And when it's his turn, he's going to really, really pull in the dough. All right, lately I've been catching a little bit of golf, and probably that's because of coming off of the Masters and watching to see, you know, what's happening PGA-wise on the leaderboard and seeing, and because I like the game and play the game, it's just kind of interesting to me to watch players rebound or struggle or what the courses are like and, you know, all that. And you get out of the Masters and then it feels like there's kind of a, it's not a letdown because you have a build up. But then when you say, you know, like coming up, you've got the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, and that's a fun course where they're playing. The TPC there in Avondale is a fun course to watch, and how they're playing, you know, how this plays will be interesting to see. And it looks like the weather is going to be pretty good for them, and boy, it's interesting to see when you talk about moving day and people who make the cut and don't make the cut that you see on those Thursday and Friday rounds when you turn on the tube and then you're hoping they're going to be there. It's like it's a weird weekend. Last weekend I was watching this. Actually, there was a birthday celebration and I was watching the tail end of that playoff between Matt Fitzpatrick and Jordan Spieth, and Fitzpatrick, you know, just nailing it at the end after a couple of playoff hails and winning a tournament that he had gone to when he was 6 years old. It was pretty wild to see. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Just before their defamation trial was to begin, a settlement was reached between Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News.
Money is accountability, and we got that today from Fox.
Dominion attorney Stephen Shackelford Jr. said the network will pay more than $787 million to Dominion. Fox News in a statement said it acknowledged the court's rulings, finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. At least one person is dead and several are injured after a parking garage in New York City partially collapsed. It's a five-story structure, and the second level collapsed onto the first. There was a bit of commotion at the White House today after a child was able to squeeze through a fence. The kid made his way toward the North Lawn as his parents looked on from Pennsylvania Avenue. Access to the White House was restricted during the incident because the president was inside. The little trespasser was quickly reunited with his parents, and after questioning, they were all free to go. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Boy, do I have a special treat for you here on Author's Corner, this time around on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're taking you to Tasmania for a conversation with David Essling. He's written a book, a series of books, really, that are, I think, game changers. It's called A Flowing Through, a series of artistic explorations, and it's part of the four books in the Flowing series. And we'll explain how David has compiled this over a couple of decades. And you can certainly see the effort that has gone into this first book of the series. So, David, thanks so much for coming on.
Lovely to be here.
Let's talk about your role as a teacher. You became a teacher and you decided certainly in a disadvantaged community that you were going to do something to get the students involved. Am I right?
Yes.
And what
well,
was
when
that?
I went to Roosevelt, the children didn't want to be at school. They disliked school. They disliked themselves. They were intolerant of each other, and they didn't like authority. I had to find a way to reach and learn how they felt and what they wanted to do to make them want to come to school. So we agreed on a number of artistic explorations that I knew started from simple starting points, and the whole idea was to get them practically engaged so that they could express themselves without fear of failure. And gradually, their confidence and self-esteem grew, and school became a fun place a safe place, a place of joy and wonder.
And take us through that process. So in putting this first book together, what's in the book and how did you collect all this along with the students?
I had been building up a series of creative explorations right through my career. I spent the last part of my career at Risdon Vale, which was a socially disadvantaged community. I had the groundwork for the explorations I was going to try with the children at Risdon Vale. I had a camera with me, so I photographed everything that we did, not just the children's finished products, but the process as well. I collected thousands of samples of children's work in various stages of progress, and I put them in a folder under the title of each particular exploration, whether it was trees and landscapes, or whether it was the painting of feelings, or whether it was a Christmas card depicting Santa having a terrible time delivering presents. All of them captivated their interest. And when these explorations spread out from the artistic world and went into the mathematical world, where we were engaged in a lot of practical explorations in the three dimensions, it grew right across the curriculum.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know you have a special passage, and I want to make sure that we get that in into the interview, because I think it's significant, and it kind of, it certainly does bring us back to the points that you're making here and what you did in your work with the children and teaching them. So would you mind doing the passage for us?
Yes, sure. Mr. E often liked to paint alongside the children. It helped him to feel part of the learning group, as we were all learning together. Brent saw his teacher practicing the painting of some trees for the middle ground of his painting of the Risdon Brook Dam. "I think you'll be better off testing out a few fir trees," suggested Brent. "You're quite right, Brent. I haven't quite worked out how to paint fir trees," replied his teacher. "Come with me, Mr. E. I'll show you how," beckoned Brent. The teacher followed and sat beside him at his workplace. "You see, Mr. E, there's sort of triangle shape, and some of the branches go sideways. They even bend downwards to the ground in some places. You need only paint a few trunks and branches because you can't see the rest. The leaves, I just dab them on with a small bristle brush like you told us before." He was enthusiastic with his instructions and advice. He had worked that out for himself and was justly proud of his discoveries. His teacher shared his painting pleasure. The teacher had become the pupil. The pupil had become the teacher. Teachers and pupils teaching and learning together. That was the heartbeat of our learning environment. It was beating, 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 beating.
Wow, wonderful. How rewarding is it for you to look back on what you were able to accomplish as a teacher and then now bring this forward as work that you can share with thousands, millions, and influence other teachers and other people in general for this creative outlet?
It's extremely rewarding because I show a lot of my writings to fellow or ex-fellow teachers, and they've encouraged me greatly to continue with what I'm doing. They think it's important to change the direction in which I think schools are going. I think teachers are becoming too used to being told how to teach, what to teach, and when to teach. They are losing their joy of wanting to do things for themselves, by themselves, with specific needs of the children they work with in mind. I think we're moving away from it. I think we're becoming too academic, and I think creativity in schools today is being stifled.
Oof.
We must do something about it, Kate.
Yeah, I agree, and this is certainly a start. So there's going to be four books in the Flowing series, and tell me about the process there. What would, for everybody listening, what will the four books contain? Painting, obviously.
Yeah, the first one is mainly painting. The second book, A Flowing Through Too, spelled T-O-O, is mainly drawing, where we move into the fields of portraiture, still life, perspective, and gradually we find ourselves connecting with mathematics. All the workshops, if you like, were related to other parts of the curriculum as well. So it wasn't just bar art. When we were looking at creative explorations in maths, it just wasn't maths. It was always related to something else as well. And we ended up in the fourth book doing explorations on wonderful things like designing racetracks for snails. Or how could you make a racing car balloon-powered out of a shoebox? Or how can you design a mechanism that could allow you to drop a raw egg from the school roof without breaking? How about that, Kate?
I like that a lot. I'm up for that. I'm up for that exploration for sure. What do you hope, and I think we're really weaving it in the conversation, what do you hope people take away from this book and then the future books to come, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold? What do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, I hope they are inspired to have a go themselves. If they start with some of the easier explorations, they are designed for success for everyone. All you have to do, I think, is have a little try yourself before you try it with children. But that shouldn't be too much of a problem. My book will help you do just that. I want them to be inspired to want to be a different kind of teacher that they might become if they are still behaving on the whim of governments that impose particular demands upon them that, to me, stifle a proactive classroom.
Wow, so well said. It's just the perfect place to end the conversation. And what everybody needs to do is get this book, not only for themselves, but to pass it on to others. And I know many of us know lots of teachers, and they should have this in their hands, that's for sure. And as I've mentioned, you can get it on Barnes & Noble, of course, and Amazon, and any place where great books are sold. David, keep doing what you're doing and spreading that wonderful influence.
Thank you very much, Kate. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Whoa, the whole day through. Sports sweet song. Georgia on my mind. Georgia, oh my Georgia. Song of you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The name of the book is One God for All These People. Why did he put us here? Boy, think about that provocative question. The way right. to world peace. You can hear her voice. She's in our virtual green room joining us from beautiful Hawaii. Lynn Knight Wilson is the author. Lynn, thanks for hanging with us.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me and giving me an opportunity to let my light shine.
So what made you write the book? Why'd you decide, hey, I'm going to write a book and tackle a really tough subject?
Well, some of the reasons were in Bible studies in churches, there were some quarrels that I could see were easily avoidable. That was just one basic reason. Another reason is I wanted to help people who did not really understand God. And I wanted, and I really felt that God, he came for all of us all over the world. We look at, the relationship of the Christians and Jews. We are all united, in love. And, then of course we have Buddha. Now this is sometimes causes some conflicts, but we believe that Buddha did prophesy the Christ. He lived a very peaceful, happy lifestyle. So now we have united Asia. We've united the Jews. We've united the Christians. And I wanted to make a point with that. I wanted to put a spotlight on that.
Right.
I wanted to help.
Let me interrupt for a quick second. So it's what your title says, One God for All These People. Why did he put us here? You know, so when you think about why did he put us here, and you talked off the air to me about love and how much it's about love.
Oh, right. Yeah. You know, the truth sets us free. So basically, when people know why they're here, then they have hope. They have a whole new life right there as they are reading it, as they understand that. They go, oh, my God. You know, God didn't put us here because he didn't like us. He tried us in heaven first. He wanted to spare us the pain and the torture of this world. But we didn't. Unfortunately, we didn't do what we were told. And then we didn't, eagerly confess to him, you know. You know, when they were questioned, one said it was the one you put with me. The girl says, oh, it was the serpent who tricked me. You know, but basically, you know, when those two things happened, that was it. You know, out of the garden, we went down to this pit. We are. Now, life is a test. And when people understand why we're here, why weren't we started in heaven? They'll know that. They're going to know life's a test.
Yeah,
and know what love is. There's so many children in the streets, born without mothers and fathers. And you look at the terrorists around the world. Some of them are born into slavery. They don't know what love is. They think it's the reproductive biological organs. It is not. That is just for reproduction. Love is mercy and compassion. Very simple. You get off the color. Moses was black. Deal with it. You know, I the color thing, I'm just fed up. It should not be occurring in our country.
Yeah, and I want to stop you for a second, too. I like what you say, mercy and compassion. Oh, compassion is so lacking in so many ways, isn't it?
Oh, well, look at the homeless. That was the other thing I wanted to focus on. And the people in prison, I wanted to put things in my book to help them. You know, the father controls the time, and then the homeless. My God, they have these TV shows about making people stars. We have stars out on the street. They're stars from heaven. They're father's children. Let's go pick them up. And if you want to do a show, let's film them transforming their lives, by faith in Christ Jesus or faith in God or just transforming it through the love, the brotherly love. Let's help each other.
Yeah.
We're here to help each other. Each of us has a set of gifts from God. Each of us is special. Each of us is a speck of God in a painting that over time is completed, and then that is God's picture. We are all in there.
Well, I like that, each of us. I like, too, when you were saying, like, life is a test. So for you in writing this book, was it cathartic? Did it feel good? Because you can tell that you're such a compassionate person.
Well, my head was, my heart almost, you know, it felt like it was going to blow up out of my chest. And, you know, every time I get on a hot one here, you know, when I'm, that's what I call it, a hot plate with God. You know, when I'm doing something important for him, it just boom, boom, boom. You know, you could put devices on my check and it could record it. I wrote the book, the core of the book, in approximately 3 days handwritten. And I had everything outlined and arranged. Then it took, another few weeks or a month or two because of the computer. In the troubles I had downtown with a computer. What I should have done is just hand wrote it and had somebody transcribe it and put it out there. We could have got it out there sooner.
But the point is it's out here now. And again, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, One God for All These People. Why Did He Put Us Here? The Way to World Peace. When people are listening to this conversation, and they'll be able to find all these great stories in your book and tools like What Is Love and The Road to Love, what do you hope they take away? What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, right off the bat, they're going to have hope. And they're going to have the tools they need to help them overcome anything, anywhere. Whether they end up in a prison someday, it'll be okay. Because they'll know the Father has his back, has their back. They're going to have everything they need. They're going to have the direction. They're having the pure light out of dark, which never involves any killing, any torture, kidnapping, or any deceit. they're going to know what, you know, what love is. It is not a reproductive organ. It is the mercy and the compassion. And, you know, these tools, and I put in there, I talk about the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. If we focus on that worldwide in every country, my God, what a better place this world would be.
Well, it's interesting in thinking about the directions that you've taken in this book and talking about Buddha and talking about starting with the garden and all of that. And there's stories all wrapped in here. Lynn Knight Wilson, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
All right, just a couple of minutes left in the show. We talked about what it was like in Florida being underwater, not the whole state, obviously. It's Fort Lauderdale. Crazy to see the video and the pictures of runways, just couldn't even navigate. But more important, the people who were waterlogged when you have almost 25 inches of rain in some parts and at least 9 to 10 in other parts where you're talking about Hollywood or Miami and navigating around that and then all that dirty, horrible water and just houses ruined, flooded out, all kinds of things, apartments and houses and schools, and wow, amazing how many people were affected. Thank goodness, to our knowledge, nobody lost their life in all of that, because it could have been even more disastrous. All right, as we go from the flood of Florida to Mega Millions, and nobody claimed yet the big ticket for Mega Millions, but somebody's won it, and it's somebody in New York. $476 million, that was what the lottery was up to. And I always say this because the chances of winning it to me are so insane. And I think that would be one of the first things that would have to hit your mind when you win a jackpot like that. 1 in 302 million. That's the chances. 1 in 302 million. Can you believe it? Wow. All right, and speaking of chances, I want to mention this again. Wow, the Tampa Bay Rays, if you're a baseball fan or just a fan of streaks and those sorts of things, they went all the way to 13 straight wins before they finally lost to Toronto. And I think the good news is, because it's hard for them to really get the fans to come out, Tropicana Field is an indoor facility, which it really has to be, but it's an older one. They're talking about a new the stadium, but then there's the argument about how many Rays fans are there. There are other sports that are big. The Buccaneers, of course, the NFL always rules. And also you've got a popular hockey team here, the Tampa Bay Lightning, a.k.a. the Bolts. But bravo to them, because a lot of people came out to watch. They got some excitement going with the streak, and that's wonderful. Be safe, be sane, be happy. See you again next time.
Georgia, my Georgia, oh, the whole day through, sports, sweet song, keeps Georgia on my mind, my mind, Georgia. Oh, my Georgia.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.